Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Melinda Zarate with Emboldened Heart here. I am so glad to be with you today. I'm going to be sharing something that's really fun and interesting. So, how's everybody doing? We've been through a pretty interesting and often intense time recently. We just finished three eclipses. We went through the Lion's Gate, and now what, right? I think a lot of us are kind of just, you know, not quite sure what's next. So I want to talk about that and share some information that I think might be really helpful. And I share information that occurs to me, and also I share information that I receive from other people who I respect and whose work I follow. And so I always bring a really eclectic mix of information. That's just who I am and what I do. But I have really been thinking about and working with and really being impacted by crystal energy. And this isn't anything new for me, and I'll explain, but it's certainly new for me to have such a heightened awareness of the crystal energy and to just have it be almost constant and continuous. So I'm going to start by telling you first where I live. I now live in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas, which most people have no idea about it, where it is, or why anyone would want to move there. I moved there from Austin, Texas, and of course Austin is a real scene of music and culture and youthfulness and creativity, and it's just a hot, hopping spot, and I lived there for 25 years. However, about 7 years ago, I got wanderlust, and I decided it was time to leave Austin. And I kind of started looking around and trying to decide, you know, where am I going to go? What do I want? And I was already familiar with Arkansas because I had gone to school at the University of Arkansas and lived in Northwest Arkansas in Eureka Springs, which is a really beautiful little community in the Ozark Mountains that is just full of artists and really interesting, creative type people. And what I loved about it was nature, just the trees, the incredible waters, lakes everywhere, just the beauty of it all was just a really important element to me. And when I moved to Austin, I kind of felt like, oh, wow, this reminds me of Arkansas. It's got lots of trees, lots of water. But what it did have that Arkansas didn't have was lots and lots of people. And Austin continued to grow during the time that I lived there just at an astonishing pace. And it just became too chaotic for me. I still love it. It's a great city, but I needed to not live there anymore. So I started looking at possibilities when I was ready to move. And I kind of kept getting drawn back to the idea of Arkansas again. And I had lived there, you know, in Arkansas 35 years earlier. Kept being drawn back to Arkansas as a possibility. Had never been to Hot Springs the entire time I lived in Arkansas, which was about 6 years. Never had an opportunity to come to Hot Springs. And so I made a trip to Hot Springs. I liked it. It felt familiar to me, and I decided maybe this is where I'm going to go. And then once I made that decision, things just started kind of, it was like the train left the station and things started lining up. I didn't know anyone in Hot Springs, Arkansas, other than one person, Zobby Barnes, who I had interviewed on my Emboldened Heart Telesummit series years ago. She's the only person I knew who lived in Hot Springs, and I did not know her well. I just barely had met her. Nonetheless, I was undeterred. I moved here. I packed up everything, bought a house, and moved to Hot Springs Village. And I now live in the woods, surrounded by giant oak and pine trees. My home's very private. I don't have any neighbors around me. There is water everywhere around. There are lakes, there are trees, there are mountains, there are trails, and there are crystals, quartz crystals everywhere. And I think I had heard this, but it just didn't click for me that this area of Arkansas is the largest quartz crystal bed on the planet north of the equator. It's huge. It runs like 26 miles or something. It's huge. And it is, solid quartz crystals. So the energy here is very different because of those quartz crystals. There is another huge crystal bed, quartz crystal bed in Brazil, which is the only other one south of the equator this large. So I had no idea that the crystals were apparently calling me to come here. And I am not, I'm very eclectic and kind of far out. I've always sort of been the black sheep, explorer, adventurer, a curiosity factory for my family and friends. But I'm not like way out there in the way I think and operate and do things, at least not from my perspective. And I've always thought crystals were beautiful, and I've, had a lot of them, but I never really worked with them much because I don't really like to work with things that require lots of effort and lots of ritual and routine and all of that. And I, when I first started kind of playing with crystals, it just seemed complicated. There were all these rules and recommendations for how you had to care for them and how to use them and how to cleanse them and how to charge them and what to, use them for. And it just seemed like kind of overwhelming to me. So I didn't really get into using crystals a lot in my healing work with myself or with clients. But I still am really, really drawn to crystals and have been for years, and I have bunches of them in my home. I think they're beautiful decorations, and I do appreciate the way some of them seem to feel and impact me. Nonetheless, I cannot even begin to call myself an expert, not even close. But the crystals, the quartz crystals, apparently kind of called me to this part of Arkansas to live. And it took me a little while to kind of begin to get that. I've been here now for a little over 3 years, and it took me about a year to figure out what I wanted to do here. I continued with my online work, my Emboldened Heart Telesummit series. I continued doing some consulting work that I had done for years. But then I suddenly began to really get a lot of new insights, and a lot of new ideas were coming to me about what I wanted to do here. And what I wanted to do here was really connect with a community of like-minded people. And I was amazed at how many people were here that I really connected with and enjoyed. And so we've got this vibrant community here, a very open-minded, very creative, highly intelligent people. And now I understand that the crystals kind of call to everyone to come here because people are here from all over the world. It's really fun. And I've begun to teach a NEA fitness class, which is a mind-body-spirit movement class with great music, and we get fabulous exercise, and everyone loves it. I also have, I was guided to form a meetup group, a meditation and wellness meetup, and it now has more than 240 people in it. So there's a lot going on here, but most of the time, people outside of this area are not very aware of it. But it's becoming more and more well known because of the crystals and the hot springs. So that now will segue me into the what is going on with the energy of the crystals piece that I promised you. So, I'm constantly reading things. Years ago, I read a fantastic book written by the founder of Gemisphere, and that book really kind of opened my thinking to gemstones and crystals and their energies and their purpose here on our planet. And that's a really fun book. I have continued to kind of pay attention to some of the people that work with the earth, Sandra Walters being one. I love her work. Also, Celia Fenn, who is based out of South Africa, and she does a lot of work with the earth. So we've all been hearing that the light that's coming onto our planet is really changing. The energy is very strong. The frequencies are high. We are in the age of Aquarius now. We have moved into the new, which is what Judy Satori calls it. She says, we are in the new. And just don't forget, say to yourself, I'm in the new. So, one of the ways that I am very, very much aware that we're in the new has to do with the crystals, the quartz crystals, and I'm sure that other gems and stones and rocks on the earth also have very powerful assignments right now. But because I live in this area where the quartz crystals are so prevalent, I am particularly aware of the quartz crystals and the energetics that seem to be amping up, shall we say. So it's just really been obvious. One of the fun things about living here is that when it rains, quartz crystals literally pop up out of the ground. When I first moved into my house, I could not believe this. It's just all after a rain, I'll go out in my yard and there are new ones that have shown up. They just literally pop up out of the ground. It is so fun. So my entire yard has crystals in it everywhere, of all sizes. Of course, now I'm using them for beautification and landscaping, and it's just super fun. They're all over. I have them in my house. They're in my yard. I mean, they're everywhere. And there's no shortage of them. There are tons of them all around, just laying in the woods. When it rains, they pop up out of the ground everywhere. It's so cool. So, why is this happening, and what's the purpose, and how can it benefit us? So, I've been thinking about this, reading about it, sort of meditating on it all, and a lovely friend of mine gifted me for my birthday this past year with a subscription to the Sedona Journal of Emergence, which is a wonderful magazine that has all kinds of really interesting information in it, inspired information. And the cover for the month of September, the current issue, says, inspired information, guidance as your spirit self becomes your day-to-day self. And I don't know about you, but I like the sound of that. So I have been reading an article that my friend Heidi recommended, and she's the one that gave me this beautiful gift of the subscription to the Sedona Journal of Emergence. And there is an article in it that comes from James Tiburon. And if you're not familiar with James Tiburon, you might check out his website, which is earth-keeper.com. James Tiburon worked as a professional engineer and geologist for over 30 years, and he's always had a deep love for Earth and a driven interest in spirituality and metaphysics. And he has kind of devoted himself to intense metaphysical studies and earth studies, and he is an expert on crystals and crystalline energy. Really fascinating to learn more about his work and to hear what he has to share with us. So a lot of what I'm getting ready to share with you comes from James Tiburon's article in the September 2018 issue of the Sedona Journal of Emergence. And this is an article that was written, it's Archangel Metatron through James Tiburon. And there are just a few highlights of this article that I want to share with you that I think are so important, and they may be of help to you. They certainly were helpful to me in understanding what's going on with the crystals and what's going on with our body, which is carbon-based, just like the crystals. So he says, you are in the midst of an extraordinary evolutionary leap. Astronomical gravities, stellar alignments, and coded cosmic waves of light are playing roles in upshifting energy frequencies. With this surge, your cognitive expression of life will shift into a higher tempo. All is quickening, and as time reshapes itself, it will also reshape humanity's experience, namely the human experience of visible and invisible forces of nature and that of the face of the earth itself. There are changes ahead, and there are challenges ahead, but you have the tools to face them. You are in a time of truly extreme environmental metamorphosis. It is a time of great change. Paths are shifting and angles are increasing. We tell you that the onset of such enormous evolutionary leap is not easy. It can be a very trying, difficult, and inconsistent time of adjustment for humans. In the present, the planet's electromagnetic energies are in flux. Earth's gravity is at an extreme low in cyclic measure, and the planet's poles are in the slow dance of magnetic flux and reversal. Now, this slow dance, I'll just add in, I posted an article from Earth Sky News, a blog post on my Facebook page today that had to do with this pole reversal. It doesn't happen overnight. This is like, 200 to 2,000 year change, more like 2,000. But this change is happening, and all of this creates vibrational extremes and frequential anomalies, which can have negative effects on our crypto-electromagnetic field and its circuitry. In other words, on our body and our energy field. You have, and again, this is James Tiburon, I continue, you have been experiencing a time of extremes, stacked retrograde planets in July and August, in which all unresolved issues surfaced by design as a cleansing process. You are currently managing myriad physical and psychological anomalies. This is a time in which emotional extremes, delusion, and frustration can more easily occur. And we're certainly seeing some of that as we look around us or watch the news, what little I watch. Continuing on, negative, unrealistic ways of thinking fuel anger and depression. This can fracture and short-circuit the aura, causing energy loss and disruption. When the auric field bleeds energy, negative energies, including thought forms, can more easily attach at the second and third chakras and drain you. We urge you to become aware. Most of you are aware of the vast degenerative effects of anger and hate. In that, acute disinterestedness, lazy disregard, and inattention are also very negative energies, spiritually, mentally, and physically degenerative. Therefore, it is essential to be a wise steward of your thoughts and to take time to physically exercise the body. Make an extra effort to focus on the positive, as one positive thought will attract another, just as one negative thought will attract another. That is the law of attraction. This is important because up to 2026, the astronomical and planetary energies will be in a state of wild flux, allowing for unprecedented emotional extremes, delusion, and zealous imbalance. Pandora's box is wide open and spewing discord. Just look at world events. Examine the disturbing political polarization and unrest. Getting involved in any conflict or emotionally charged activity can be a risky undertaking, especially now. Remember that anger is contagious, and the astronomical gravities and magnetic imbalance on the planet at present provide fertile ground for zealotry, violence, and extremism. Okay, that doesn't sound very promising and positive, does it? No, but it's happening. Anyone can see that this is what's going on. It's just really up to us to decide, you know, whether we're going to step into the chaos and contribute to it with our thoughts and actions, or whether we are going to take a little higher view and very, very carefully with intelligence and insight decide, you know, where are we going to become involved? What are we going to do to raise ourselves, to raise our family, our community, to help assist our planet? Okay? So, no ostrich behavior is useful. Putting our head in the sand and sort of pretending it's not happening is not going to get it. So, there are solutions, and that's the good news. There's lots of them. Energetic solutions, deciding to take action, positive action, all sorts of wonderful solutions are appearing and will continue to appear. And we have great help from the celestial realm and the cosmos right now. So let's talk about the upshift of energy. Tiburon goes on to say, you've been experiencing a series of astronomical events that are having a great impact on you and the crystallization of the planet. And these astrological events are the eclipses that we all just experienced, the upcoming autumn equinox in September. We have solstice, winter solstice in December, and from mid-July until mid-December, we've got 7 pretty major meteor events that are happening. We've already had a couple of them, the Delta Aquarids meteors and the Perseid meteors have already happened. Actually, the Perseids are still happening even today. But we've got 5 more meteor events that are going to be happening between now and mid-December. And so I thought that was really interesting. I love meteor showers. I was able to see a beautiful Perseid meteor shower display last year. This year it was overcast here. But meteor events are of great significance to many aspects of Earth's history, and they're again playing a major role. The cosmotiefsk meteor clouds provide a key energy, key coding in the crystallization process of our planet, according to Tiburon. And what he says is that the energies of meteors in their work have a great influence on our frequencies and environment, that the life force generated by comets, along with a meteoric phenomenon, meteor shower, is ample, and the energies bathe our planet in waves of crystalline energy embellished with codes of life force. Crystalline consciousness units, known as adamantine essence or Akash. I thought that was so fascinating. I did not know that. This is a new sort of thought form for me to contemplate and sort of sink my teeth into. And what Tiburon says is, when striking a tuning fork in any key, the corresponding key on a piano or guitar will automatically start vibrating. And that this is why the vast crystal strata in Arkansas and Brazil receive the crystalline energies of meteorites. So as these meteor showers are occurring and this meteoric dust is falling to Earth, Earth passes through the path of these comets, and the meteor shower happens when we pass through. These particulates of the comet create streaks of unique light in the heavens as they morph into lumens of crystalline vapor in the Earth's atmosphere. So what Tiburon is saying is that this year, the period between the new moon of August 11th and the full moon of September 25th represents the fulcrum of the crystalline code received in the crystal vortex, with the energy increasing as the lunar phase progresses, and the duration of the apex is going to be 1 week before and 1 week after the equinox. That there will be a brightening series of events during this last trimester of the year, and an astonishing crystalline energy refreshment beginning in mid-September, with windows of extraordinary clarity happening weekly. Yay! And that this frequency shift will move us more from magnetic to crystalline. And that during this period, paying particular attention to our physical bodies, caring for them, and our auric field is going to be super important. So why Arkansas? The answer is because within this vortex lies the largest singular non-segmented stratum of quartz crystal on the planet, as well as radium-bearing thermal cleansing healing waters in hot springs. The waters flow under, through, and over all of these quartz crystals, so the waters are geocrystal structured. So that is the reason that I am having a 3-day autumn equinox retreat for women right here in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas, and we are going to be immersing ourselves in that crystal energy for the entire 3-day period. And I would love for any of the women who are listening to take advantage of this. We're going to be staying in a beautiful mountain residence. It's gorgeous. It's private. It's in the woods without any neighbors nearby. Absolutely exquisite. So if you're interested and this piques your interest, if you're curious, take a look at my website, www.emboldenedheart.com. www.thebeingyourself.com and then click on the events section for all the details. There's also a link here on the Blog Talk Radio page. Thank you for listening. Happy crystal energy period. We are in it. Things are going to get much, much brighter for us all. Namaste. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye for now.